Harper Audio presents Spider's Web by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Copleston Court, the elegant 18th-century country home of Henry and Clarissa Hailsham Brown, set in gently undulating hilly country in Kent, looked handsome even at the close of a rainy March afternoon. In the tastefully furnished ground-floor drawing-room with French windows onto the garden, two men stood near a console table, on which there was a tray with three glasses of port, each marked with a sticky label, 1, 2, and 3. Also on the table was a pencil and a sheet of paper. Sir Roland Delahaye, a distinguished-looking man in his early 50s, with a charming and cultivated manner, seated himself on the arm of a comfortable chair and allowed his companion to blindfold him. Hugo Birch, a man of about 60 and inclined to be somewhat irascible in manner, then placed in Sir Roland's hand one of the glasses from the table. Sir Roland sipped, considered for a moment, then said, "I should think, yes. Definitely, yes. This is the Dow 42. Hugo replaced the glass on the table, murmuring, "Dow 42, made a note on the paper and handed over the next glass. Again Sir Roland sipped the wine. He paused, took another sip, and then nodded affirmatively. "Ah, yes," he declared with conviction. "Now this is a very fine port indeed." He took another sip. "No doubt about it. Coburn 27. He handed the glass back to Hugo as he continued, "Fancy Clarissa wasting a bottle of Coburn 27 on a silly experiment like this. It's positively sacrilegious. But then women just don't understand port at all." Hugo took the glass from him, noted his verdict on the piece of paper on the table, and handed him the third glass. After a quick sip, Sir Roland's reaction was immediate and violent.
"Ugh!" he exclaimed in disgust. "Rich, ruby, port-type wine! I can't imagine why Clarissa has such a thing in the house!"
His opinion duly noted, he removed the blindfold. "Now it's your turn," he told Hugo. Taking off his horn-rimmed spectacles, Hugo allowed Sir Roland to blindfold him.
"Well, I imagine she uses the cheap port for jugged hare or for flavouring soup," he suggested. "I don't imagine Henry would allow her to offer it to guests." "There you are, Hugo," Sir Roland declared, as he finished tying the blindfold over his companion's eyes. "Perhaps I ought to turn you around 3 times like they do in Blind Man's Buff," he added, as he led Hugo to the armchair and turned him around to sit in it. "Here, steady on," Hugo protested. He felt behind him for the chair.
"Got it?"
asked Sir Roland.
"Yes."
"Then I'll swivel the glasses around instead," Sir Roland said as he moved the glasses on the table slightly.
"Well, there's no need to," Hugo told him. "Do you think I'm likely to be influenced by what you said? I'm as good a judge of port as you are any day, Rowley, my boy."
"Oh, don't be too sure of that. In any case, one can't be too careful," Sir Roland insisted.
Just as he was about to take one of the glasses across to Hugo, the third of the Hailsham Browns' guests came in from the garden. Jeremy Warrender, an attractive young man in his 20s, was wearing a raincoat over his suit. Panting and obviously out of breath, he headed for the sofa and was about to flop into it when he noticed what was going on. "What on earth are you two up to?" he asked, as he removed his raincoat and jacket. "The 3-card trick with glasses?"
"What's that?"
the blindfolded Hugo wanted to know.
"It sounds as though someone's brought a dog into the room."
"Oh, it's only young Warrender," Sir Roland assured him. "Behave yourself."
"Oh, I thought it sounded like a dog that's been chasing a rabbit," Hugo declared.
"I've been 3 times to the lodge gates and back, wearing a Macintosh over my clothes," Jeremy explained as he fell heavily onto the sofa. "Apparently, the Herzoslovakian minister did it in 4 minutes 53 seconds, weighed down by his Macintosh. I went all out, but I couldn't do any better than 6 minutes 10 seconds. And I don't believe he did either. Only Chris Chataway himself could do it in that time, with or without a Macintosh."
"Well, who told you about the Herzoslovakian minister?" Sir Roland inquired.
"Clarissa."
"Clarissa?"
exclaimed Sir Roland, chuckling.
"Oh, Clarissa," Hugo snorted. "You shouldn't pay any attention to what Clarissa tells you."
Still chuckling, Sir Roland continued, "I'm afraid you don't know your hostess very well, Warrender. She's a young lady with a very vivid imagination." Jeremy rose to his feet.
"Do you mean she made the whole thing up?" he asked indignantly.